First Trust Bank has announced it's closing half of its branches in Northern Ireland this year. The bank says it's starting a reshaping and investment programme that will consolidate its branch network, reducing it from 30 to 15. Des Moore is the head of First Trust Bank and he's with us in the studio. Good morning. Thank you for coming in, Des. The Financial Service Union is saying that what you're doing is a serious blow for staff, customers and the Northern Ireland economy. How many jobs are going to go?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that this change is based on customer behavioural change, and we've seen a dramatic change over the last number of years, a 40% reduction in branch transactions.
I understand, and I'll come to that in a moment, but I understand that you've just informed staff of your plans. So their concerns are going to be around employment, their future employment. So how many jobs are going to go?
So in coming to that plan, obviously we've had to reach the disappointing decision that we have to close 15 branches because of the change in customer behaviour. In relation to the staff, we spoke with our staff last night. We promised that as soon as we'd come up with our clear strategy, that we would speak to the staff first. So we met them at three venues across Northern Ireland. We listened to their concerns, and we'll be working with them and their Financial Services Union to make sure the impact for them and, of course, for our customers is mitigated throughout this change process.
So how many jobs?
There's approximately 130 jobs to go in frontline distribution.
You're saying approximately 130 jobs. My understanding is it could be as many as 200.
No. What we've done is we've allowed for more voluntary severance applications to come in head office departments, which support the network. But in relation to the branch network and distribution, it's 130 jobs.
Can you confirm there will be no compulsory redundancies?
Our approach with the Financial Services Union, our agreement, is that it's a voluntary-led redundancy programme.
There were, not that long ago, 40 First Trust branches in Northern Ireland. We're now seeing that number reduced to 15. Is the future of the bank at stake?
Well, I think if I can get a chance to explain around our strategy, I think I can help explain that. So we reviewed what was happening, the customer behavioural changes that are not just happening in Northern Ireland, they're happening across Europe, the world. We have to respond to those changes. Customers are choosing to bank differently, and we've got to invest in those. We're investing 10 million in 2017 to continue a pattern of investment over the last couple of years to provide the channels and the distribution that customers are actually seeking. Now, I'm conscious that people are waking up this morning in communities all over Northern Ireland. They're thinking about the impact on them, and my commitment is, and the commitment of the teams, is to work with those customers and to mitigate and minimise the change impact. For example, the post office, online, we're doubling the opening hours of our customer contact centre. So we're going to work hard with our customers to find alternate means for them to deal with this. And remember, over two-thirds of our customers are not impacted by this change.
Footfall then in the branches is falling. But isn't it the case that your parent company, AIB, is owned by the Irish state? It's planning to sell 25% of the bank in the near future, and closing branches strips out costs and makes the bank's shares more attractive.
I can assure you that the changes that we are planning are entirely down to the customer behavioural changes we're talking about.
It's not cost cutting.
Like any business, if the customers choose to operate and interact with you differently, you must respond to that. And again, we're not isolated here in Northern Ireland or different from what's happening worldwide. These are the trends and this is what's happening. My concern this morning is for both the customers and staff, and to make sure we find ways of accommodating their needs differently, but in a very supportive way.
Just briefly, 11 of the 15 branches that are closing are in rural areas. They will argue they are worst affected. You're saying there's this tie-in with the post office, but the post office can only deal with cash being lodged. It can't offer any services. It can't offer any loans. It's a greatly diminished service.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, and we are conscious, and during the 18-month review, we're particularly conscious of rural communities. But the post office service provides virtually most of the transactions that actually customers need to carry out. And for example, in the last branch we closed in Coal Island, where you would have had to drive to Dungannon to carry out a transaction, now you can transact just two doors down the road. There are 500 post offices. They provide an excellent service, and I think for most branch transactions they can be carried out in the post office or through the contact centre or online.
Des Moore, thank you for joining us.